This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
For when impeachment was a big deal. I wasn't a huge studier of civics and even history. I didn't like history until my senior year when Dr. Holbert told me it would become my favorite class, and it did. He made history come to life. Now I find myself watching the Learning Channel or the History Channel, even though the History Channel has become far leftist in many ways, in my opinion. But you do get at least some reality in how history shaped us or continues to shape us. And the stories are interesting. There's a series on the men who formed America or made America, something like that. It's absolutely fantastic. I was telling my youngest son the other day, I said, hey, find out more about Kit Carson. This guy was phenomenal. How he survived. It took men with that kind of grit to form this country. It takes men with that kind of grit to want to conquer the cosmos. It takes men with that kind of grit to fight back against the scourge we currently face. We currently face. And I'm proud to be one of those guys. I'm proud to put my name on the defending of this nation, and to whatever degree that I'm remembered in history, which it'll be very little, I'm proud to be in this moment, helping people out. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com or TheKevinJacksonShow.com. If you want to give me a call, 844-551-8255. And you don't have to call about what's happening this very moment, because you know, a lot of you hear this in podcasts or delayed or whatever. You can call just to say, here's my thoughts on this. I'll play it on the show or I'll discuss it. Or you can call just to say, you know what, dude? Love what you're doing. Be specific. I got a lot of good qualities. Oh, man. Anyway, I remember as a kid, I'd hear the word impeachment, and I was like, ooh, what did the president do? What rises to that level? And Watergate was it. And let's face it, Nixon spying on his opponents, I mean, honestly, everybody does it. But to the lengths that he went, yeah, I think that impeachment was probably justified. He didn't get impeached, but they talked about impeaching him, and he resigned. But I just remember impeachment being the nuclear thing. And then I went back and I looked at Andrew Johnson, who I can't stand. He was a total racist. He wanted to undo everything that Lincoln did. But he was impeached for no reason. Bill Clinton was impeached for being a lying scumbag and, you know, essentially covering up what he was doing in the Oval Office. He was just trying to save face. Did it rise to the level of impeachment? Probably not, to be honest with you. In retrospect, none of the impeachments that have occurred should have occurred. And certainly this one shouldn't. But my little knowledge of history at the time, you know, I thought, okay, great, impeach these guys. But now that I know more about it, I think to myself, this is the nuclear weapon for getting rid of a president, and it's not to be wielded willy-nilly. And yet again, we wield it willy-nilly. This time it's not aimed at Willie. Nixon resigned over Watergate. But I want to ask you this. Can you imagine a Democrat today resigning over Watergate? Something that small and trivial for them? Fat chance, sister. Would not happen. But it made me think about what else has been watered down by leftism. And I'll give you a good example, and I bet most of you agree. I have no respect for today's Nobel Peace Prize. Now, if it's a Nobel Prize for economics, I respect it. If it's a Nobel Prize for science, I respect it. Chemistry, literature, or peace, forget. If it has anything to do with humanities, I have zero, I'm not talking 1%, I have zero respect. Don't be surprised if this girl, Greta Thunberg, gets a Nobel Peace Prize for nonsense. That's the way they do it. Let me ask you this. How do you feel about the Pulitzer Prize? I remember as a kid growing up, I wasn't a writer, but I thought, boy, that would be really cool if you were right, you know, to win a Pulitzer Prize. Now, I look at the people winning Pulitzers and I go, well, what about Cheryl Atkinson? What about John Solomon? Catherine Herridge? People that have, and maybe they have won some, but they should be winning a lot more. But they're giving it to these hacks. There's a guy you should know. His name is Raymond Motley. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Richard Nixon, who honored him as, quote, a master of scientific analysis applied to politics, a man of thought, a man of action. He has not only studied and analyzed the history of our times, but he helped to make it. And here's what Motley said of politics, and this is the most important part of why I wanted to introduce you to Raymond Motley. He said, politics is not something to avoid, abolish, or destroy. It is a condition like the atmosphere we breathe. It is something to live with, not to live with, to influence if we wish, and to control if we can. We must master its ways, or we shall be mastered by those who do. Do you find yourself in that situation? Being mastered by those who've mastered politics, who know how to play the game, and now you're getting hip to the game. Shows like the Kevin Jackson Show and many others are hipping you to the game, explaining how the media works, explaining misinformation, disinformation campaigns. Politics, folks, is essential. For those who don't pay attention, you become their representative. In your small little circle, maybe you influence five people. Maybe you can influence five people. You are the representative. All politics is local. And I'm not talking about school board, city council, or whatever. It is local to your home. It is local to the people you have around you. It is local to the people you interact with. You, however you define your politics, is your little sphere of influence, your circle, if you will. And if you keep your mouth shut or if you're not paying attention, then guess what? Somebody's influencing your sphere. They're influencing your kids. They're influencing your friends. Who knows? What I'm saying here, folks, for those of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, is don't worry about who your congressman or your senator is or your alderman. You are the representative of the people in more ways than one.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You might be surprised to learn how influential you are, how many people you touch. I would ask you the question, how many lives do you think you've touched? I don't have an answer for you because that's a personal thing. It's something you're going to have to figure out for yourselves. But I'll tell you this, I've had the very good fortune of having people tell me, Kevin, you really influenced my life. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is how you can find us, 844-551-8255. Has this show touched you? Does that sound like a preacher? If we've touched you, then reach into your wallets. Well, as much as I would love to get more financial support from the conservative movement, that's your choice. You can go to our website and donate if you want, but we don't make it. You know, it's funny. I haven't even talked about my books, where you can go get my books. Go to racepimping.com. I bet you it's been a solid year since I've mentioned my book, certainly from a commercial perspective, because I don't even think about it that way. I got a friend, Doug Giles. Doug is a marketeer, man. He will leave no stone unturned when it comes to marketing the product that he delivers. And I'll tell you, Doug has the best cigars. He is an amazing artist. Go look at some of his Trump art. You'll see what I'm talking about. And he's raised two righteous and rowdy daughters. He wrote a book about them, Hannah and Regis Giles. And has an amazing, beautiful wife, a trophy wife by any standards. And Doug is a devout Christian. I mean, God is really looking at this, looking over this guy's life. But my point is, Doug is a marketeer. He's always selling. He's always promoting. And good for him. I wish him nothing but success in what he's trying to do. And I know people will look at Doug and go, man, what a self-promoting, you know, whatever, whatever. Conservatives, we're cut that way. It's difficult for some of my own listeners to hear me tout my ability. If you ask me, Kevin, you know, what are your degrees? And my degrees. If you ask me, you know, so what martial arts have you studied? Or, you know, tell me about this situation with so-and-so. Even if people ask you the question, if you answer it truthfully and it makes you look good, they go, he's such an egomaniac. And let me tell you something. The majority of leftists rely on your inability to talk about what you do. You people are amazing. You want to know how I know? Because I'm amazing. I have charities on top of charities. Melissa and I have gotten kids adopted, you know, conservatively, at least 1,000 kids, their forever families. And I'm being conservative because I don't want to overstate it, because some people may look it up and try to do a count. It'll be at least 1,000. Okay? We've helped kids get off the street in a multitude of ways. We've helped kids with college and education. Our biggest initiative right now is SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. You want your kid or grandkid to go to college and have the least expense to your family? Check us out. We will help your kid determine what they want to do with their degree plan. Only 27% of people use their degree when they get out of college. That's an atrocious number. You should know what you want to be by the time you're 18 years old. Have an idea. Be nudged in the right direction. Sure, you can change. As you evolve, change. But by 18, you should have some idea of what you like. Colleges aren't teaching that. Then you should know how to test, play the game, understand how that works. Finally, go to the right school to get you the most money, scholarship money that is already being paid for. Leftists are using your money. Anyway, back to this. So you don't want to brag. You don't want to talk about the kids you help. You don't want to talk about that person that you took in and fed, that young girl you took off the street, you know, that boy you gave some direction to. The stories like The Blind Side are not getting told because we don't want to tell them. We don't want to brag. Influence. You are influencing people. I talked earlier in the broadcast and said, you are a beacon. You are a representative of the conservative movement. You have a district, and that district is the 6 feet around you, or the 20 feet where people can overhear your conversations. That is your representative district. Are you representing, or are you keeping your mouth shut? Are you letting people know that conservatives are the ones who donate? The things that you do, the things that you've seen other conservatives do. Meanwhile, these leftists, these Antifa, Black Lives Matter, coffee party nonsense, cocktail sipping weenie eaters, they are the ones who are out there doing damage and taking credit for everything. The governor of Virginia, after a peaceful rally that he had nothing to do with, he didn't do anything to ensure that rally was okay. In fact, many of his side would have loved to have disrupted it. The problem was everybody was armed. But he's taking credit for it. The Puerto Rico lady, Donald Trump, mayor, governor, whatever, Donald Trump sends all kinds of supplies. She sits on them to make him look bad, depriving citizens of what they should have. What did Donald Trump do? In his heart, he says, get that stuff there to them immediately and start helping. But what do? They sit on it. You know what Trump did? I told you, they're sitting on it. They want to make me look bad. He came out fighting because his representative district is far and wide. It is the entire world. But you got some distance around you where people are watching you and they're monitoring you. They want to see how you react. How influential are you? Are you one of the people that is vocal and saying, you know, when somebody goes, oh, Donald Trump this, and you go, Trump is an amazing president. I'll be standing in a banking line. And if somebody talks negative about him, I'm like, shut up. Let me tell you about a bad president. Barack Obama started more racial strife in this country than ever before. You probably voted for him because you wanted to look good in front of all your friends.
I voted for the black guy.
Good for you. It got us nothing. It got your party nothing, and it got this country nothing. You should be ashamed of yourself. You have a president that has improved every aspect of your life and everybody you know, and all you want to do is talk smack about it. That's me in my representative district. I don't know how you are in yours. And let me tell you, nobody is going to run against this incumbent because I'm going to win my district every time until the good Lord takes me away. Then I'll stop winning. But until then, this district is owned and operated by Kevin Jackson. Nobody's ever going to take this district away. Are they taking your district away from you? Because I contend that in many cases they are. You are content to concede your representative district. You need to check yourself. It ain't bragging if it's true. That's what I learned, and I'm glad somebody told me, say that. Don't be afraid of it. And I had naysayers. Oh, yeah, he's over here. I have a naysayer right now. One of my buddies calls him Quasimodo. Says, Quasimodo has to stay in the shadows because he doesn't like that somebody else can be in the be in the spotlight. How many Quasimodos do you know?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump delivering remarks at the 47th annual March for Life event in Washington, D.C.
They are coming after me because I am fighting for you, and we are fighting for those who have no voice, and we will win because we know how to win. Together we are the voice for the voiceless. When it comes to abortion, Democrats, and you know this, you've seen what's happened, Democrats have embraced the most radical and extreme positions taken and seen in this country for years and decades, and you could even say for centuries.
The impeachment trial against President Trump also taking place in Washington, D.C., as House Democrats are wrapping up their opening statements on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Russian activity and disinformation. Russian military agency. Russia alone. Russian forces. President Putin. Russian expansionism. The Russians. The Russians. Russia. Russian. Russia. Russia's. Russian. Russia's. Russia. 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 Not Russia. 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 The Kremlin. Russia. The Kremlin. The Russian. Russia. When the president said, "Hey, Russia, if you're listening," they were listening. Russia.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha! Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Adam Schiff. That was a, if you want to know what his 11-hour, conversation was about, well, it might have been about Russia. Excuse me. Welcome back to the show. Wow. Poor guy. I would feel sorry for him, but he's such a, as I said many, many shows ago, I said, Adam Schiff's that guy that you don't want to make mad in your neighborhood. He's that sneaky little dude who's going to do something to you. He's a guy that says, "I will ruin your life," and he means it. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Wow. I want to play this clip. Tucker Carlson is talking about the impeachment farce and the media fawning over Adam Schiff. And I want you to just hear a little. I want you to hear Tucker set it up. And then there's a couple media pieces. And then there's a second piece. I don't want to play it all together. We'll discuss the first piece. Then we'll play the second piece because it's all together. It's a little over 4 minutes. But here it is. Here's the first part.
The Senate impeachment trial is still going. It's been in progress all day. They would be forgiven if you didn't watch every single minute of it. Imagine a movie written and directed by children whose ending you already know. And by the way, it's 20 hours long in Hungarian with misspelled subtitles. That's what it's like. We've been monitoring it anyway all day because that's what we do, and we'll alert you if anything interesting happens during this hour. So far today, the star of the proceedings has been Congressman Adam Schiff, fittingly, of Burbank, California. Schiff, who sources say had not a single friend in high school, has been relishing his recent turn in the spotlight. He seems to have taken a break from his Joe McCarthy impression, in which he repeatedly denounced his political opponents as agents of the Russian government. And he's now trying out a new role as a tough but lovable dean of students. Schiff spent the entire day delivering a lecture about the perils of cheating, like America was suddenly the world's largest middle school. Watch.
By inviting foreign interference and cheating in an election, to cheat in an election for precisely this reason, helping him cheat in the next election. To cheat in our elections, should we just get over it? It's kind of cheating, really, if we're going to be honest about it and blatant about it. It's cheating. In other words, to cheat.
Keep your eyes on your own paper, class. But Schiff didn't stay in character for long. At one point, he seemed to switch abruptly from Mr. Chips to Dr. Strangelove. The United States, Schiff explained to the 19 viewers still watching confused, quote, aids Ukraine and her people so that we can fight Russia over there and we don't have to fight Russia here, end quote. Huh? Wait a second. Whoever said anything about fighting Russia, much less, quote, over here? Is Putin planning to invade the homeland? Is Milwaukee safe? Do unseen Slavic saboteurs move among us? What does Adam Schiff know about World War III that the rest of us don't know? Well, unfortunately, no one on CNN or MSNBC thought to ask him that. They were too deep in bliss. To the mouth breathers on cable television, an Adam Schiff speech is like a brainstem massage. Surging waves of ecstasy flood the central nervous system. Linear thought ceases. All that's left are satisfied grunts of pleasure.
A very, very powerful and forceful speech, almost 2.5 hours by Adam Schiff. A very, very strong case from Adam Schiff.
It was a very coherent, cohesive narrative, something that the White House doesn't have.
As I said earlier, there's a second piece to this, and it goes on and with the fawning. But I want to stop for a second and talk about a couple of things. One, what did Schiff say? Cheat, 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 cheat. Okay? What have you learned on the Kevin Jackson Show? The Democrats tell you what they're going to do. Cheat, 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 cheat. That's what they do. Let me put it to you this way. We're never going to find this out because it's not going to happen. If the Democrats didn't cheat in elections, they wouldn't even win most of this. Many of the city elections would not happen if they didn't cheat. I'm talking about played it above board. Now, we know in the cities that's not going to happen, but here's what I can tell you about every close race in the history in modern time, in the last decade, every close race won by a Democrat was won by cheating. They cannot not cheat. That's their nature. You cannot win with their ideology unless you cheat. It is a fact. Now, they go on to tell, this is what's funny about it. Schiff has said nothing new. By the way, they didn't even bother to fact check him. They fact checked the Republicans. They didn't, I'm talking about CNN, Politico, none of them. They didn't fact check Adam Schiff or any of the Democrats. Very simple reason. You don't want to expose the lies. Then the second part, very coherent, powerful and forceful speech, cohesive narrative, blah, blah, blah. All nonsense. All nonsense. None of that's true. The Republicans' rebuttal of everything that Schiff and Nadler said was nothing short of masterful. They were scoffing and sardonic and sarcastic in their response to him. Why? Because they know how big of a farce this is. Anyway, I want to play the second segment of Tucker talking about the fawning media over Schiff and others.
And I think Adam Schiff did a really great job.
What did you think of the presentation by the lead House manager, Adam Schiff?
I thought it was dazzling. We want to apologize to any viewers under 18 who may have just watched that. It was obviously pornographic and not suitable for children. And while we're at it, another apology of sorts. Viewers of this show last night had to endure an exceedingly long speech by Congressman Hakeem Jeffries of New York, who was a so-called impeachment manager. Now, judging by his title, you might imagine that Mr. Jeffries is some sort of statesman, an august figure in the political realm. Not so. In fact, he's a joke. And not only that, but a race baiter. Watch this.
The President of the United States chose to pull the sheets off and reveal himself in terms of his tendency to be a racial arsonist, fan the flames of hatred, accepting assistance from a hostile foreign power like Russia is treasonous behavior.
The President of the United States is a dangerous con artist.
It seems that the Trump campaign conspired with Russian spies to sell out our democracy. We do know that every racist in America voted for Donald Trump.
We have a hater in the White House, but the Grand Wizard of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Now, wait a second. So the president is not only a Klansman, but also an active Russian spy. That's quite a combination. Under normal circumstances, a claim like that by a sitting member of Congress would be headline news. But as it was, nobody seemed to notice. It's normal now. They're all inflamed extremists. They will say absolutely anything. Here's Mazie Hirono, for example, who's an actual sitting U.S. senator from Hawaii, telling you it's ludicrous, maybe even a sign of mental illness, to believe that impeachment has been in the works since 2016.
They're still saying that we were out to get the president from day one, some kind of a weird conspiracy theory that I have to say even Kavanaugh brought out. They really believe this stuff? I find it incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's just a weird conspiracy theory. Just like when people said the federal food pyramid was backward and carbs didn't really make you thin. Or those wackos who claimed that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. Or for that matter, that UFOs were real. Just pure insanity like that. Impeachment in the works for years? You'd have to be a nut to believe that. Well, unfortunately, nobody passed the talking points to Democrat Al Green, so he just went ahead and admitted it.
Well, the genesis of impeachment, to be very candid with you, was when the president was running for office.
Radicals, folks. That's what they are, radicals. Hakeem Jeffries pulled the sheets off, fanning the flames of hatred, called the president a dangerous con artist, said of you, every racist in America voted for Donald Trump, called him the wizard, the grand wizard of 1600 Avenue. And Tucker says, nobody noticed. Had it been somebody else. Now, let me tell you why nobody noticed. Nobody noticed because America's gotten smarter. You've gotten smarter. You don't fall for the bait. Hakeem Jeffries can call President Trump, pull the sheets off, fanning the flames of hatred. They can bring up Charlottesville and all this other stuff that they claim makes him a dangerous con artist and the grand wizard of 1600. But you know what you did? You rejected it. You said, I'm not going to click on it. I'm not going to pay attention to it. Now, the Democrats elevate a guy like him. Why? They need him to be the whistleblower, if you will. Hakeem, we couldn't get Cory Booker or Kamala Harris. Maybe you can do it. Oh, who didn't vote for Booker or Harris? The people that are now sicking Hakeem on you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I can confirm to you tonight that the U.S. government had open source intelligence and was aware as early as February of 2019 that the Ukrainian government was planning to reopen the Burisma investigation. This is long before the president ever imagined having a call with President Zelensky. In fact, it's before President Zelensky was even elected. This is a significant shift in the factual timeline. This is information that was omitted from the whistleblower's complaint. Let me tell you what we learned today. The U.S. government was aware through open source intelligence in February that NABU, an FBI-like agency in Ukraine that fights corruption, in fact, it was started by Joe Biden, that it requested a reopening of the investigation into Burisma, its owner Zelchevsky, and unusual transactions in the Burisma accounts in February of 2019. On March 28, 2019, the General Prosecutor's Office agreed to that request to open an investigation, and they filed a 15-page notice of suspicion alleging that there may be illicit funds that were running through Burisma from 2010 all the way through 2015. That's important because Hunter Biden's on the board for two of those years, 2014, 2015. And specifically, that notice of suspicion said they were looking at the possibility that the $3.4 million paid to Hunter Biden's firm may have been part of the illicit funds that were moving through the company. A month later, in April, the prosecutor's office, Open Source Intelligence, again, U.S. government officials confirming they were aware of this, made a request of another investigative agency in Ukraine for assistance in going through these bank records. That is a significant change in the timeline. It was omitted from the whistleblower's complaint, and the question is, did he not know it, or did he exclude it because it didn't fit the narrative he was trying to write? That's a question for Congress to answer.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. There'd be revelations on top of revelations. I was doing a buddy of mine's radio show the other day, and he said, nobody's going to jail. I disagree. I've been right about some and wrong about some. I've been right about more than I'm wrong about. Let me tell you why. So I said that they would not take impeachment all the way. And they did. But I also said you have to be crazy to do it. And they did. So I'm wrong, but it's what it means is that we're going to finally get to the bottom of it. Now, what are we not talking about right now? We're not talking about John Durham's report. It's still cranking along. Google John Durham. If you don't believe me, Google John Durham and start reading the stuff that comes up, who he's starting to take a look at. He's now investigating Comey. Look at who he's investigating. Read between the lines. And if you come to the conclusion that many people have, that nothing's going to happen because it's business as usual, I understand. But then I would ask you this. Is it business as usual is how Washington's being run today? Is it business as usual with the president keeping promises? Is it business as usual? Let me give you another little tidbit. It's a bit of a hint. Samantha Bee, vapid leftist, she praised Ivanka Trump for her work on family leave. And here's what it says, and I'm paraphrasing essentially. Politics notwithstanding, while I disagree on much, Ivanka Trump deserves praise. And Ivanka retweeted it and said, I disagree with much with you, but I appreciate what you said about my work. Now, that doesn't happen. People are changing their minds, folks, all over the country. Don't believe me. Ask the people around you. Ask the people that hated Trump, that when you started this whole saga, they couldn't stand you. Ask them about it now. Some of them don't talk to you. I guarantee you, they don't have the guts to call and tell you, you know what, so-and-so, cuz, bro, sis, whatever. I was wrong. You don't have the guts. But they know they're wrong. So you're going to, revelation on top of revelation, you don't need to worry about it. I tell you, you should be as confident as the cock of the walk. You should just be like, you know, just crowing. You are the top dude in the hen house. You know what I'm saying? You should be letting everybody know you were wrong, I was right. And here's John Solomon telling you, look at the timelines. This entire thing to get Trump is built on a farce. In fact, I'm going to play this clip. Here's the Schiff is being asked about Lev Parnas, and he won't answer the question. This is a new central figure in all of this. He's indicted, and now he's supposed to be the one to get Trump. Here's what Schiff won't answer about Lev Parnas.
Let's talk about Lev Parnas. You released a great deal of information from him. Of course, he's the associate of Rudy Giuliani, now indicted, who testified this week, has given a lot of documents to your committee, testified in public, I should say, who didn't testify to Congress. But there's only one reference to him in your brief. How much will you be using him in your argument? Are you concerned that he won't be seen as credible because he's under indictment?
Well, look, it is the fact with many of the people surrounding the president that they end up indicted. These are the people that the president has chosen to work with. People like, Michael Cohen, like Lev Parnas, like so many others, Paul Manafort. And these are people that do have information about the president's misconduct. But right now, George, we don't know what witnesses will be allowed. And even if we'll be allowed witnesses, we can't really make a determination on which witnesses we'll call in the absence of knowing whether the Senate will allow any at all. The threshold issue here, George, is will there be a fair trial?
I want you to understand. Welcome back, everybody. I want you to understand this. Stephanopoulos says there's only one reference to him in your brief. A week ago, what Stephanopoulos is really alluding to is he was critical. He was the new thing that was going to bring down Trump. And now there's nothing. So what's happening? Well, I can tell you what's happening. Democrats are scared. They have nothing. The new whistleblower, Lev Parnas, is nothing. He referenced Cohen, the president's private attorney, who sits in prison. Remember when Cohen was, they were like, oh, he's going to have revelations. He's going to do, and Cohen would kind of call a press conference and he had no revelations. You want to know why? He had nothing to give. He couldn't even make stuff up because it wasn't going to be good enough. It would have revealed the ruse. So he's sitting in prison. Where's Donald Trump sit? In the White House, where he's supposed to be. Now, why is all that occurring? Hillary Clinton has a theory. She says Democrats lack power in the media. Can you believe that? Hillary Clinton, the woman who has now thrown Bernie Sanders under the bus, which, by the way, Bernie hasn't really taken a big hit from that, shockingly. But she says Democrats lack power in the media. She envies the right's alleged, this is a quote, long game success at influencing the thinking of Americans. You know what Hillary is essentially telling us? She's telling us that the media that they built and controlled, I'm talking about that got her husband elected, is not the same media. It has been beaten down. Oh, we don't own the media. No, not at all. You know what happened? All we did was we made it nothing. We weakened it to a degree that it is no longer a power broker for the left. Oh, sure. It's still influencing. There are people out there. I played a clip earlier of a girl that, did we play that clip? Asking, why do you not like Donald Trump? I don't know. I really don't know. I just don't like him. I mean, you shouldn't like him because, what, do you have anything specific? Well, not right now. I can't think of anything right now. There was nothing to think about. She's a drone. She's been coached and taught. She doesn't even realize why she's saying it. And that's why I keep coming back to the marketing. We can easily influence these people. Let me tell you how you influence people. You let them know how something impacts them. Because at our heart, we're all basically selfish. We're born somewhat selfish. Look at the two birds, the two chicks that will be born to a mom. One's trying to get fed, and he'll push the other one out of the nest to get fed. We're all born selfish. We learn our way out of it because we find out that there's plenty to go around and things like this, but we're born selfish. And to be honest with you, there's nothing to preserving self, because without you preserving self, you can't do anything else. But then the question is, what do you do that's good? And Hillary is saying, the media is not influencing you anymore. You finally figured out that in order to preserve yourself, you better stop listening to this drivel. She's trying to promote her Hulu forthcoming documentary, Hillary. Yeah. So I find it interesting that, and she asked the question, how do you combat Fox News? The majority of people I know now are no longer listening to Fox News. She says it's really a shame that all the people who support progressive politics and policies haven't understood that that's exactly the right question to ask. How do you combat Fox News? I have it for them. Speak the truth.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.